Hey, I'm Brett Podolsky, co-founder of The Farmer's Dog. We make fresh food for dogs. We started the company when we saw what a huge difference it made in my own dog, Jada, when she stopped eating ultra-processed kibble and started eating fresh, whole food. The Farmer's Dog food isn't fancy. It's just real food delivered to your door in pre-portioned packs. It's better for them and easier for you.
Get 50% off your first box at thefarmersdog.com/podcast. That's thefarmersdog.com/podcast.
Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
If you invested in cryptocurrency, like Bitcoin, you know, and some other stuff 10 years ago, you're probably not listening to this podcast, okay? Because you are a mega millionaire. Good work. Way to go calling the trend. However, if you began investing in cryptocurrency in the spring of 2022 or maybe towards the tail end of 2021, you might be less than a mega millionaire. In fact, you might be sitting on some pretty significant losses. I'm doing that with some of my investments. Some of my investments are down 90%. Which is not fun, you know? Fortunately, I do try to diversify, but still, it's definitely a hit for a lot of us. You know, a lot of people are trying to figure out this year, do I keep my money in crypto? Do I take it out, take the loss? And in fact, that is what our caller is wondering about. Is there a bright side? You know, can these losses be deducted from your taxes? All right. It's probably not as good as, you know, buying Bitcoin at $2 and watching it go to $60,000. You know, and also I'm not a tax advisor, but because I wondered about this myself a few months ago when I was trying to sort out my own situation, I do in fact know the answer. So let's see, is there a bright side? Can you deduct your losses from Bitcoin or Ethereum or other cryptocurrency from your taxes? Detailed question and my answer in just 30 seconds.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hi, this is Dom calling in from Kennewick. I've been enjoying your show and your books. Like many people, I bought Bitcoin and some other cryptocurrencies last year. I mean, everyone was doing it and the price just kept going higher. But there was just one problem. I bought at the top and then the market crashed. Yeah, oops. It seems like we're in a slow recovery now, but in the meantime, I'm sitting on a big loss, at least on paper. Now, can I deduct this on my taxes or otherwise see some kind of benefit? You don't usually think of losing a lot of money as a benefit, but just looking for any silver linings.
Hey, Dom, thanks for the question. Hope all is well in Washington State. All right, so listeners, of course, please see your own tax advisor. Also, I'm speaking from a U.S. experience here, just because that's where I live and pay taxes. So some things could be different elsewhere. We have a global community. But to kind of jump into the question, yes, there is a silver lining, or at least there can be, in terms of the tax deduction. There are some caveats, though. So a couple things. Now, first of all, I think Dom knows this, but you have to actually sell your assets or realize the loss before you have an actual loss that can be deducted. Without a sale, it's just a paper loss, right? You've got this asset, you still own the token or the stock, whatever the security is. It's just that the price is less than what you paid for it. So it's a loss on paper, but you haven't actually realized that loss. So if you want to have the loss, you have to sell it. Next, if you have other capital gains, like from stocks or mutual funds, then you can offset those gains with any capital losses from crypto. So that can be helpful. Like if your mutual funds are up, but then you lost money on crypto, you can actually kind of balance that out and avoid paying the tax on the stock profits, or at least pay less tax. Also, if your overall capital gains position is negative after selling, in other words, like you don't have other profits to offset, then you can deduct a maximum of $3,000 on your tax return. So you got up to $3,000 you can deduct. However, any additional losses can be carried forward indefinitely. So if you lost a lot of money, like a lot of people did, then you can just keep carrying that forward year after year, basically a long-term deduction. So lastly, you could also just choose to sit tight and say, well, that sucks that I, bought at the top of the market, but I do still believe in Bitcoin or Ethereum or, whatever your favorite coin is. So you could just choose to hopefully ride it back up to the top. So those are your options there. A little bit of a silver lining, of course, never fun to buy at the top of the market, but I don't think cryptocurrency is going anywhere, right? So you always have to kind of think about that long-term question as well. Anyway, good luck. Good luck out there. I know people are kind of navigating lots of situations here. And listeners, if you've got a question or a situation or a business idea, a challenge, a good report, whatever it is, sidehustleschool.com/questions. Let me know. We'll continue to feature them to our global community. And thank you so much, global community. Thank you, listeners. You're awesome. You're amazing. New episode every day. My name's Chris Guillebeau. This is Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.